In that address to the General Assembly, the President is expected to try to rally international support for action to oust Iraq's President Saddam Hussein. But even close U.S. allies question the immediacy of the threat posed by Iraq, and they urge the United States not to act alone, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In the days after the attacks on the United States last September, the United Nations was quick to take action. With unusual speed and unanimity, the UN passed resolutions to fight terrorism. But that goodwill and support for the United States has worn thin, partly over the Bush administration's aggressive rhetoric concerning Iraq. The U.S. accuses Iraq of developing weapons of mass destruction with the intent to use them. That makes Iraq a target, given the president's stated policy of preemptive action against perceived security threats. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan repeatedly has warned Washington not to act alone, but through the UN Security Council. Annan spoke to the issue yesterday in a BBC interview.
When one is trying to deal with broader threat to international peace and security, there is no alternative but to go through the Council. It is only the Council that can provide the unique legitimacy that one needs to be able to act.
The issue is not just unilateral action by the United States, but whether any military action is warranted without more evidence that Iraq poses a real and immediate danger. A senior administration official says there are gaps in knowledge about Iraq's arsenal, but not about Iraq's intentions. The official says President Bush will tell the United Nations Iraq is an outlaw regime that has defied UN weapons inspectors for 11 years. But other governments urge the U.S. to try again to get UN weapons inspectors back into Iraq before resorting to force. In a Russian public television interview yesterday, Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov warned of the consequences of a U.S. strike against Baghdad.
I have already said that military action cannot solve the problem or achieve the objective set by the United Nations Security Council. It can only complicate the situation in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf, which is difficult as it is. Even more important, it can complicate cooperation in the framework of anti-terrorist coalition, which has been formed. The fight against terrorism is the main task facing the international community, and it is essential that unity within the coalition be preserved.
So far, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is the only world leader to side with the U.S. position on Iraq. French President Jacques Chirac recently proposed that the U.S. seek another UN Security Council resolution, setting a deadline for Iraq to readmit weapons inspectors or face the consequences. The Europeans are looking for a compromise, says Robert Kagan, a senior associate with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, who lives in Brussels.
They don't want to be left behind in this operation. I've heard European officials say, if the United States goes it alone in Iraq, it's the end of the alliance, and we Europeans will no longer have any influence on what the United States does.
Joseph Nye, dean of the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University, says President Bush could go a long way toward mending fences with European allies if he shows a willingness to work through the United Nations.
There's a big change from last September 12th when the French newspaper Le Monde published a headline saying we're all Americans now, to the views that Europeans have of the administration, which is that we're going it alone and not paying attention to them. So there has been a considerable change. I think the president can recover some of that.
If, says Nye, the president touches the right bases in his speech today. Nye points out that there's antagonism within Republican ranks toward the United Nations, but the U.S., he says, can't win the war on terrorism through military power alone. Washington needs its allies. A senior administration official says President Bush is consulting other governments, but inaction against Iraq, the official says, is not an option for the president. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.